The race to succeed Chancellor Angela Merkel comes to an end this weekend, so we're here in Germany taking a deep dive into what businesses want to see from their new government. Live from Stuttgart, in the southwestern part of the country, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Today is the final main day of campaign rallies ahead of Sunday's election, and where in the U.S. that might mean last-minute candidate meet-and-greets and get-out-the-vote drives, here, it's hard to even know there's an election going on. Sure, there have been TV debates and campaign posters and billboards dotting the side of the road, but that's just about it. It's lunchtime here in this town square where the pace is leisurely and the atmosphere anything but frenetic. Still, this election is a big one for Germany. Mrs. Merkel is stepping down after 16 years steering the economy through a number of disasters, including the Eurozone debt crisis, the 2008 financial collapse, and the COVID-19 pandemic. Karsten Breske, chief economist for ING in Germany, told me how Europe's biggest economy is faring now.
The German economy is in a pretty good shape now. We have almost record low unemployment. We have growth almost having returned to pre-crisis levels. And we also had, at least pre-pandemic, extremely solid and sustainable public finances with several years of fiscal surpluses. So the economy is in a good shape. But when you look at the structures of the economy, there are quite some challenges ahead. And think of digitalization, infrastructure, think of how will the German industry actually do in a changing global economy.
As you say, the economy is heavily reliant on what you call traditional sectors like manufacturing, and less so on new, more innovative sectors like technology. How big of a problem is that for the next government?
When you look at the German economy and you look, we almost forgot about it, but look pre-pandemic, 2018, 2019, these were already 2 years in which the German industry, the automotive industry, was going down the drain. So we had two extremely weak years of the manufacturing sector. Well, this was now overshadowed by the crisis and the catching up after the first lockdowns. But Germany is still, so when you look at the industrialized countries, one of the countries which is most depending on the manufacturing sector. Almost 15% of the German economy drive on industrial production.
An economy reliant on exports, and as you say, with growing competition from places like China and the U.S., how big of a pain point is that becoming for the German economy?
I think in the coming 5 years, the strong dependence on exports, and Germany has always been an export-oriented economy, but the strong dependence on exports is going to become a weakness. And why is that? Because over the last 10 years, we saw that China was a very welcome export destination. So the German industry, the German export industry actually was able to thrive on the back of the emergence of China. Well, China has changed. China has become a competitor.
Now, Karsten, when it comes to elections, usually financial markets are paying very close attention to the outcome. Certainly that's true in the U.S. You know, investors watch for a little bit more certainty based on early election results. But here, there's not the kind of winner-take-all system, and a coalition is the most likely outcome. So what do you think we can expect from markets come Monday morning?
I think German politics is both too boring and too complicated for financial markets to really react on Monday morning. Because on Monday morning, we will know who probably has come in as the largest party. Maybe we could say who has won the elections. But then we're still looking into a long period of coalition talks, of negotiations. It currently looks as if for the first time ever, the next German government will consist of three parties and not only two parties. So this will clearly complicate the coalition talks. So I really think that financial markets will look at it, will shrug it off, and will simply wait until we get the next coalition.
ING's Karsten Breske for us in Frankfurt this morning. Thanks so much for the insight.
You're welcome.
Well, speaking of financial markets, a quick check of the numbers now. The DAX here in Germany is down about 0.6%. It's helping lead declines across Europe. Weighing on sentiment are continuing concerns about Chinese property giant Evergrande and its effect on the broader Chinese economy. Well, all this week, producer Stephen Ryan and I have been traveling across this country talking to businesses that power the nation's economic engine. They told us what they want from the next government is more support for homegrown innovation and policies aimed at keeping regulation in check. Dr. Peter Weichmann is in the spring business and the pipe business and the nail, screw, and paperclip business.
We produce bending machines who bend parts used in cars or in furniture, in dishwashers.
His company, Vafios, began in 1893. Its first creations were used to braid fencing and twist springs. Now, they're used to make components in modern innovations like home appliances and electric vehicles.
When you sit in a car and you open something, there is a spring behind. So in each car, between 3,000 and 6,000 springs. And those springs can be produced on our machines.
Small and medium-sized manufacturing companies like this one are at the heart of Germany's economy. They account for more than half of the nation's economic growth, and they employ 60% of all workers, according to the German Finance Ministry. They're so influential, there's a term for them, Mittelstand.
It means people from the middle class and also the medium-sized company, typically family-owned, not public listed, specialized.
That's Winfried Weber, a professor of management at Mannheim University of Applied Sciences. As the election enters its final phase this weekend, he says there are a number of issues Mittelstand firms are watching with huge interest. But one worries them most, proposed tax increases.
That's a big problem for some family-owned businesses because that means there is less investments and less research and development. There can be a tipping point where jobs are lost.
Regulation is also a top issue, especially for Michael Gopfart, the boss of Skio Automation, which develops tools like robots to make production and fulfillment more efficient.
Every 4 years, in nearly every paper of some party, they want to do the deregulation. In reality, it's completely the opposite. So I'm not expecting much, but I hope maybe the general mindset will not switch completely with the next government.
Back at Vafios headquarters, boss Dr. Peter Weichmann says when targeted in the right way, regulation can help spur innovation for homegrown companies. He points to the boom in electric vehicles and incentive programs used to help encourage companies to make them and customers to buy them.
I think politics makes some regulations and prepare the people on that new technology because it will be having influence on everybody. That brings that technology forward. You cannot stop it, you cannot hide it, so you have to be part of that.
Well, in the coming weeks, as a likely coalition government becomes clearer, these companies will be making sure politicians understand their fears, desires, and their hopes for the future. We've got a lot more coverage to bring you from here in Germany. Join us on Monday. We'll be in Frankfurt with a look at how climate change has reshaped the political and economic landscape here. For now in Stuttgart, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.